This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. A St. Louis-based global car rental company has announced a gift of $2 million to the University of Missouri. And at an announcement today, MU Chancellor Brady Deaton said the gift is unrestricted and will create an endowment for sustainability research.
So it really addresses our research component, our educational component, our ability to channel both undergraduate and graduate students into these enterprises with key faculty here that are doing cutting-edge research and scholarship. So it's a great partnership.
Enterprise Holdings is based in St. Louis and owns multiple car rental companies, including Enterprise Rent-A-Car. The Enterprise Holdings Foundation Director, Carolyn Kendall, says MU provides the company with more employees than any other university, and more than 600 MU graduates currently work for Enterprise. Monsanto plans a $400 million expansion at its suburban St. Louis Research Center that could add 675 jobs over the next 3 years. The St. Louis-based agricultural products company said today that it plans to add 36 new greenhouses plus additional plant growth chambers, offices, and laboratory space at its Chesterfield Village Research Center. Monsanto says it will shift some existing employees to the new site from its Creve Coeur campus and hire new workers. Monsanto could receive more than $31 million of state incentives for the expansion. Construction is scheduled to begin in August and be completed in 2017. Monsanto already has about 1,000 employees, 2 acres of greenhouses, and about 250 laboratories and 122 plant growth chambers at the Chesterfield site. The Boone County Prosecuting Attorney's Office held a ceremony for local crime victims today to coincide with National Crime Victims' Rights Week. According to the Federal Office for Victims of Crime, 18.7 million Americans are affected by crime annually. Dan Knight is the Boone County Prosecuting Attorney. He says his office has approximately 3,800 pending criminal cases, often with victims who've been affected by the alleged criminal acts committed in each case.
We have thousands of victims every year right here in Boone County that need assistance. They've, in some cases, endured quite a bit of trauma. And it's very important for those social service agencies to be available to help victims. It's also important for law enforcement agencies.
Knight honored Ruby Marsden, chief investigator with the prosecuting attorney's office, for her work in building relationships with crime victims and witnesses. Marsden says much has changed since she took the position 20 years ago.
The laws have changed to where it allows us to do things, get information, and help people that we weren't able to help before.
She says it's important but sometimes difficult to build a relationship with victims in each case. Missouri appears to have slowed work on a high-tech computer program that would conduct a biometric analysis of photos taken for state driver's licenses and identification cards. The Associated Press has obtained an email sent last week from the manager of Missouri's Driver's License Bureau to employees at MorphoTrust USA, telling the contractor that work was to be immediately stopped on the photo validation project. The email was sent shortly after a Senate committee approved a budget plan that would eliminate funding for the contract. A spokeswoman for the State Office of Administration says the MorphoTrust contract was not canceled. State Budget Director Linda Lubrin said today that the state does not want to incur new cost while the contract faces budgetary uncertainty. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.